closer to home now. Some voices trying to help the people of the Philippines from afar. First, Alex Montances joining us from the Long Beach area in Southern California. Alex, how are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Who are you trying to reach and who's in harm's way as far as you can tell right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach my cousins. They're my first cousins there in Tacloban, Leyte, in the Philippines. These were cousins who I grew up with, you know, when I would go back to the Philippines with my mom and dad to visit. You know, we kind of grew up together. They would come visit the States, and sometimes I would come to the Philippines. And now we're all in our 20s and 30s, and they have families and small children, but we haven't really heard from them since Friday when the storm hit.
And what are your limitations? I mean, obviously communication is down, and we've just been speaking to the United Nations, who has a very little idea of what's going on inside the city.
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing is there's no power, there's no internet, it's really hard for people to communicate. I've mostly been speaking to my parents, and they've been speaking to some of my other aunts and uncles here in the States. And so everybody's trying different ways to call or try to use the internet and, you know, trying to talk to different other relatives or family friends who may have communication through phone. And so, I mean, it's just incredibly difficult to talk to anybody near Leyte or Samar or any of the other places that were affected. So the number one thing is the communication. And number two, even my family was thinking of going on vacation this, you know, in the next couple of weeks for Christmas and everything. And I don't really know what'll be left when they go back.
Well, you'll have to take the advice of humanitarian workers who will either encourage or discourage people from coming to the most affected areas. And between now and then, every bell, every email sign on your computer, I suppose, is a sign of hope that maybe you've reached through.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the scariest thing was really the last time we did hear from them on Friday was that my uncle's house, this is my mother's eldest brother, was completely gone, completely blown away. And also, I have some godparents over there who were stranded on the roof for quite some time. So, you know, it's really reminiscent of, you know, like Hurricane Katrina and a lot of the other disasters where the most poor and the most marginalized are really the most affected by this storm.
Would your uncle and your cousins have taken precautions and gone to higher ground or had the option to, you know, in advance of the storm, go somewhere where they might be protected?
I'm sure that a lot of them would have tried to take those precautions. You know, I feel like the storm went really quick, but then even more so, you know, the storm surge was also something that really was not really communicated well to them in terms of, you know, that kind of wave of water and sand coming from the beach. And Tacloban is right there along the beach. So when the reporters, or I don't know if it was the reporters, but when the emergency signal communication came out that there was a storm surge, it's not like a lot of people even knew what that word meant.
Right, you know? Right. And 13 to possibly even 23 feet. Alex Montan says, good luck to you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Alex Montances is regional coordinator with the National Alliance for Filipino Concerns, trying to get news about his family who live all in that area hit most severely by Haiyan. Alex is just one of many people trying to reach family or coordinate relief efforts by mobilizing the large Philippine-American population in the U.S. The long history between the U.S. and the former Spanish colony will help efforts being made here to assist those affected by Typhoon Haiyan. And joining me now is Dr. Rommel Riviera. He's president of the Filipino-American Association of Philadelphia. Hello, doctor.
Hi, John.
Remind us of the close relationship between the United States and the Philippines that goes back well over a century.
So from 1898 to 1946, the Philippines was a colony of the United States. And since then, the United States and the Philippines had very close ties. As you may remember, there were the biggest military bases of the United States were in the Philippines, Clark Air Force Base and Subic Bay, the naval base. But most importantly, the Philippines and the United States fought side by side in World War II. We need to remember that, especially today, Veterans Day, that hundreds and thousands of people died in the Bataan Death March during World War II, American soldiers as well as Filipino soldiers.
How are you trying to stay in touch with people, family members, connections in the Philippines, and how difficult has it been?
It's very difficult because communications is down, electricity is down, everything is down on that devastated area in central Philippines. So it's very difficult. So we're getting communication through the consulate general in New York, friends that may send us an email or a phone. So in general, it's very difficult to get information.
How vulnerable is the Philippines? I mean, this is one of the most densely populated places in the world, if you look just at Manila.
Well, you know, the population of the Philippines is about 95 million. That area devastated is in the central Philippines. So it's not as dense as Manila or Luzon, the big island. But nonetheless, many people were affected there.
And can you tell us about Tacloban, the city that seems to have been at the center of the devastation?
Well, Tacloban is the capital city of Leyte, which is the province in central Philippines. The center of the typhoon struck that area and is totally devastated.
And in that city, there's been a storm surge of 13 to 20 feet. It's hard to get a specific gauge. Is this a harbor city? Is this a city where most of the people live very, very near to the water? What shelter might there have been?
Well, it's unfortunate that this city, although it's beautiful, is surrounded by water. Three-fourths of it, I was told, is surrounded by water. So it's a coastline city. And so winds and water from the sea soared. The description is as high as trees, like coconut trees.
So are you responsible for coordinating or beginning to coordinate the effort of getting humanitarian aid from families here in the United States to places in the Philippines that can distribute aid and assist with communications?
Yes, we have begun our efforts to coordinate aid to the Philippines. We had last weekend we have scheduled events already that we are using to fundraise, and part of these fundraising events, part of them will go to the Philippines. We are planning to do concerts and other things. And all these efforts, we are going to divert funds through the National Federation of Philippine American Associations and the Philippine Disaster and Recovery Foundation will be the conduit of funds from here to the Philippines.
Dr. Rivera, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Rommel Rivera is president of the Filipino American Association of Philadelphia. If you have a story like Dr. Rivera's or Alex before him, please call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org to see how you can join the relief effort in the Philippines.